Good morning, everybody. It's the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are out to put some grilling experience the best it can be in your backyard. It's going to be 60 degrees today. They're saying maybe 80 tomorrow. Get your grill on. Let's do it.
What are you going to grill today?
What am I going to grill today? You know what? I'm going to grill some pineapple. And just because I want to see if I can do it. I found a recipe.
You got bored with the tofu. Now you're moving up to pineapple.
Yeah, you got it, baby.
Great.
Yeah, right.
That's good.
Those of you that were listening last week, I took a little tofu beating. But we won't be talking about that anymore. But
good thing it's not hard. It hurt.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It was the extra firm, though, wasn't it? That we talked about.
I don't know.
But anyway.
Yeah. Don't get too excited there.
If you're just tuning in, give us a call. We're interested in talking about your favorite chicken sauce, rub, or spice. And tell us what works on your grill. We've got a lot of good recipes. I gave one there in the last segment. But finish up this sweet and spicy grilled pineapple. It's just that. You'll find the recipe on the Grilling Guys website at thegrillingguys.com. But I'm going to make this up later today. Simply sliced pineapple, a little orange liqueur, like triple sec, a little sugar. And then put any spicy rub that you have. You know, I like the Three Little Pigs stuff, but... you'll see the recipe on there, and it takes about 10-12 minutes to make this dish, but great for a side dish with chicken, and we seem to be focusing a little bit on chicken today, so I think that'll go good. But, yeah, Bob, that's what I'm grilling. What are you going to grill?
I am going to do some steaks I found at D&W. I think it was called a tri-ball tip or something like that. It's basically the bottom of sirloin, and my goodness, they're like, maybe they're on sale for about $4 or $5 a pound right now. And I did them a couple weeks ago. And I will be putting those on, yes, my tech, because that's the only way I do steak.
Uh-huh.
I used to really like charcoal until I got this crazy thing. And you can't compete with it. There's nothing like it. And I'm going to just oil them, salt and pepper them, and put them on at about 1,000 degrees for maybe 6 minutes a side. And they're an inch and a half thick. I got a pack of eight for like $12-$13.
Right. Again, a more reasonable cut of meat. If you're trying to call in, I apologize. I didn't give our phone number. It's 1-800-785-1073. Again, 1-800-785-1073. Give us a call. Tell us what your favorite chicken recipe, sauce, rub is, and we'll interested in hearing what you got to say so we can share it with the rest of us.
That sounds good. What else you got going on here, Randy?
Well, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on.
We've got Michigan being wine month. We got a great guy calling in the fifth segment, which would be somewhere around 10:25. We're gonna talk to a fellow named Lee Lutz, who's a legend in the Traverse City area. The guy makes for Black Star Farms, makes some just incredible wine. We should introduce him to Chaz someday. They could like swap secrets.
Oh, I've met him at a couple of the festivals.
Oh, have you? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a great thing here in Michigan. We have so many great craft beer festivals, and a lot of them now are also integrating wines, meads, and ciders.
And you know who's at every one of them? Diana Stampfler.
Oh yeah.
What is with that chick, man? She is like, she must have a Corvette or something that just speeds through the state because.
Well, I know
she
never
pops
has
up everywhere.
An empty glass.
Right.
Oh, my kind of lady. Everybody loves Diana.
Yeah. Well, and she's with PromoteMichigan.com,
yep.
And that's just a great organization. I think, you know, she started it, and that's her deal. But she invited us to that beer fest in Ypsilanti coming up in, I'm saying,
it's the end
July,
of July
22nd.
22nd and 23rd.
Yep.
That's a big show. It's
Is it?
It's, you won't see the costumes like we did up at Fifth Third Ballpark, but man, you're going to see more beer, and it's a little more spread out.
It's in Ypsilanti, and there won't be costumes? Come on, give me a break.
You might see a few
bikinis.
That
whole town's full of costumes. We'll have to get in the Grilling Guys land yacht and cruise over there.
Yeah, we can do that. You know, again, Michigan is celebrating Wine Month, the month of April. There's a couple events going on. You mentioned Ypsilanti. On the 15th and 16th, which is just next week, there's a Michigan Wine Expo down in Novi. Just as you're coming into Detroit there on the right-hand side, they've renamed that big arena there. But anyway, it's in there the 15th and 16th, and there'll be anybody who's anybody in Michigan wine will be there at this expo showing their craft.
Yeah, so, and you could probably just get on Bing or Google and just research that and find out exactly when it is.
Yeah, there's a website that I'm on right now. It's called Michigan Wines, and if you go on there, there's some information on there as well. So talks a little bit about a calendar here of all the variety of things. I know that when we talked to Lee from Black Star, he's actually got a wine dinner going on the 16th up in Charlevoix. We'll find out more about that as well. But anyway, give us a call. Let us know what your favorite recipes are. Again, 1-800-785-1073. We'd like to hear from you on your favorite chicken.
Now, I have a great example of why people have to get to these barbecue classes that are coming into Michigan. And it's just watching people grill all over the places, doing demos for them, and looking at professionals, people that have been selling grills for 20 years, and watching how they do some of these techniques. There's such a need, even in professionally in our industry, for classes. You have to get to Zager's. Call them up and get on their list, 896-9313. Chris Marks is coming in to do that class. He's the most decorated barbecue champion in the world ever. Won the Royal 8 times, which is the biggest barbecuing event on the planet. Okay, it's an American thing. It's all American. And I think it's like $80 or $90
four or five-hour
class.
10 to 2 on the 7th of May.
Dude, you will be schooled. Professionals and competition grillers come from all around to get this guy's secrets. And he doesn't compete anymore, so he's just like spreading the word. And it's really cheap compared to the one I saw in Detroit for $500 for a day with a guy that won it once.
Right.
8 times.
Now, it's important to note, though, I think you don't have to be a competition griller to come to this thing.
Good point.
The average guy can come and learn a lot, and Chris is going to send you home with some tips and techniques and recipes. I've been to a couple of his classes, and he's a real humble guy. I mean, this is not an aloof deal at all.
No.
He's going to teach you some really cool stuff. So when you go back, again, you're creating a little bit of that grill envy in your backyard. When your neighbors come over and you throw down one of Chris's techniques that he showed you, and it isn't difficult to learn.
No,
it's just tricks.
It's just not.
Right?
It's a little bit here, a little bit there. And, you know, we ought to get Chaz to come out there because...
Well, I'll bring a can of beer.
You could...
I'm hearing a consistent message there, aren't
you? Yeah.
I like it, though.
The guy, you know, he's into bribing. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to look good in front of your friends when you're grilling with
them. That's
what you're drinking, what you're cooking, how you're cooking it, and as you've been saying, Bob, on what you're cooking on, so that you know.
Especially
that
if
your friends
tofu.
Are going to be really jealous. Yeah, that tofu, man.
Yeah, yeah. But the good thing was he was wearing the right clogs at the time, so it was apropos.
Hey, most every chef you've ever run into wears clogs, so easy, baby. Hey, you know what, though? We've got to change the subject a little bit, but we got a brand-new sponsor on the show that we're very pleased to have, and it's Standard Supply and Lumber on Lake Michigan Drive.
No, it is Standale.
Did I say Standard?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's
I know.
That is a big...
I know. It's a big typo in the program,
right.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Shame on me. Shame on
no,
me.
No, that's my fault.
Standale. It's Standale Supply on Lake Michigan Drive. And pardon me, Jan, I'll never do that again. But but anyway, they're helping us out with they're going to be the official deck. And doesn't everybody do grilling on their deck?
Okay, okay, hold up. Here's the deal.
It's very important to have a big deck.
You know, what's the next big holiday coming? It's Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
Right? Okay. What are you going to do for that bride? What are you going to do for that little lady at the house that, you know, takes care of everything all year long? You got one day to really pay her back. And Mother's Day is a perfect time. So the day before Mother's Day, what we are going to do is we're going to go down to Standale. We're going to take the Grilling Guys land yacht. We're going to cook. We're going to broadcast live, and they're going to be giving out deals on decking that is going to blow your mind. So you want to make Mama happy? Go down to Standale Lumber the day before Mother's Day, get some treks, and you'll get paid back nicely.
Coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk to Big Paulie from the East Coast. Cowboy Rob Russell's coming with us, going to have another side recipe, a little grilled apple and cheese salad. Mm-hmm. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.